Mishnah Yomis for Tuesday, the seventh day of Elul, Tavshin Pei Dalad. Masechta Baba Kama, Perek Tishii, Mishnah Yud. In the previous Mishnah, we learned about a man who stole from his father and the way in which he has to pay back the debt and the Yerusha. And we bring, therefore, a similar concept, this time, again, relationship between a father and a son, but a father who basically disowns his son. Ha'omer livnoi, one who says to his son, Koinam I ato nene mishali. I hereby forbid you to have any property, any benefit from whatever I own. Nothing that I own. Koinam means, it's another word for korban. It'll be forbidden to you as a korban. Imes, if the father died, Yiroshena, the son is still allowed to inherit him, and he can have benefit from any of the properties of his father, like any of the other heirs. Why? Because he was only forbidden in having any benefit from the assets of his father. Once the father dies, they're no longer his assets. They're no longer the father's assets. They become the children's assets or the heirs. And therefore, he's not having hanor from his father anymore. He's having hanor from his own property or from the Yerusha. V'chayov uvamoyso. But if the father specified, I hereby ban you having any hanor, any benefit from me, both in life and afterlife. If the father died, lo yishena. Even if the father died, the son cannot inherit him. He is also to have any anach from the properties of the Yerusha. Truth is, however, as the Rishonim point out, he is min hadin zoicha. He does min hadin zoicha the Yerusha, but he just can't have benefit from it. It's like inheriting something which is totally forbidden for hamnoah from him. The yachzir, and he should give back his chelek, his portion in the Yerusha, levonov, to the children of his father, i.e. to his brothers. Oilechov, or to the brothers of his father, to his uncles, if there were no other children apart from him. V'imenlo, what happens if the son has nothing to eat? He can't afford to give up any of the Yerusha of his father like that. So, says the Mishnah, we can provide the following aids, or the following advice. It's a technicality, it's a loophole. What he can do is loiva, we say that he can borrow, get him to borrow money from someone and provide for whatever his needs are, for food, for clothing. And then the creditor can come and claim payment from his chalek in the Yerusha. And he's not violating the neder, the promise, or the vow that the father made. Why? Because, as we explained many times, that if a person bans someone having an off from him, he's allowed to pay the fellow's debt. And here too, even though the father forbade his son having any an off from his property, both life and afterlife, the creditors of the son, when they are getting paid from the properties of the Yerusha, that's fine. It's not considered hanah, it's not considered benefit. Mishnah Yud Aleph. Hagozel Sager, the person who steals from a ger who has no heirs, there's no relatives at all. V'nishbalai, and he swore to the ger while he was alive that he never stole from him. And then, bomeis, then the ger died. And this fellow wants to do tshuva now. He admits that he swore falsely and that he really did steal from the ger. Who does he pay it to? Says the Mishnah, Harzeh Mishalim, Keren, Vachomesh, Lakonim. He pays the principal and an extra fifth, which you have to do, the Torah says. The way we call it, it's a quarter. And he pays it to the Kohenim in that are serving in that particular week in the Beis HaMikdash. And this is the way he fulfills Hashavas HaGzela, returning the stolen goods. But Osham, Lamizbeach, in addition, he brings a Korban Osham, as a person does, when they swear falsely and then they admit their guilt. Shenemar, as it says, V'im ein lo ish goyel lahoshiv ha'osham elav. If there is no man, the man has no redeemer to give back the stolen things, to give back the object to him. And the Gemara says, is there anyone who has no relatives whatsoever, somewhere relative? But this must be a person who steals from a ger, who died with leaving no Yorshim, and then that's the circumstance where the Torah says, Ha'oshom Ha'amoshov La'Hashem La'Kohen. the Oshram, the principal part, and Hamushav and the rest of it, the principal plus the fifth that he wants to return, should go to the Kohen, i.e. the Kohenim that are serving in that Mishmar. Basically, they belong to Hashem, and Hashem has said, I'm giving it to the Kohen. Milvad Eila Kippurim Ashechaba Be'elav, and that's in addition to the Korban Oshram that the Gazlan still has to bring to attain atonement. Hoyo Malis HaKesev is Oshram. Now what happens if the one who stole from the Ger was taking up the money and the Oshram and the Korban up to Yerushalayim Vomes, and the Gazlan died on the road? HaKesev Yinosen Levanav. The money that he was going to give to the Kohenim now shall be given to his children, the children of the Gazlan. Because really, once the Ger died, the Gazlan was Zoicha in the Gzela Min Adin. Because the Ger who dies, in the first pun, who first come, first served, whoever gets his properties is got a legal right to them. It's just that the Torah wants the Gazlan to fulfill the mitzvah of Shavas HaGzela, so he gives the money to the Kohenim in order to get a kapara, to get atonement. You don't get atonement without returning stolen goods. But after the fellow died, if the Gazlan has died, he doesn't need a kapara anymore. The death is kapara. And therefore, the kesef, the money, goes as a yerusha to his children, to the children of the Ganav, of the Gazlan. What do you do with the korban, though? You can't offer a korban for a person who's dead. V'ha osham, and the korban, the ram that was dedicated for the korban osham, yira ad shistoiv. It shall be grazed, it shall be put out to pasture till it gets a blemish, like the din of any osham whose owner had died before they got a chance to offer it. V'yimocher, once it gets a blemish, you can sell it, the yiplo damod undaba, and the proceeds of the sale will be used to fund the gift offerings, which would be used to supply the Mizbeach when the Mizbeach was idle and didn't have much work with it, and much carbonus, it were used to bring these Olas and Tova, these gift offerings. We call it Kayetz HaMizbeach, literally, the summertime of the Mizbeach.